True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's start there with Mike Vrabel. Now that you have a game week under your belt, right? You prepared for a game, and now you've come out the other side of a game. I know you guys knew each other previously, but how do you feel like that working relationship is with your head coach, Mike Vrabel?
Great. Vrabel is great to work for, and obviously a big reason why I was excited about this opportunity, and he's really good at what he does, and he's got a great vision for our team and does a great job of, you know, leading us and our group. And it's been awesome.
Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. Could have also been Tony the Tiger telling me about Frosted Flakes.
Great
relationship with Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels just spoke with us here on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed it, you can get the Odyssey app, download it now to your phone, AUDACY, rewind it, follow WEEI Afternoons podcast on the Odyssey app or anywhere, iHeart, any place you get your podcasts. And we are going to talk to the coordinators on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, quick side note here, Fitzy, next week, I don't know who we would talk to because Terrell Williams' status is a bit up in the air. So they don't really have a defensive coordinator. We already spoke with Jeremy Springer last week. I bet we get Zach.
I bet you
we could get Zach Core. Yep.
I think if things go well this Sunday, they'll be more than happy to trot him out there and give him a chance to get a little shine, get a little pub. Big game
poorly,
next Sunday. We'll get Jeremy Springer.
Jeremy Springer next Friday here on WEEI Afternoons. We'll see. I will say I did not love from a human perspective. Screw football, forget football and blitzes and zone blitzes and all that out of it.
Humanity has no place in sports radio.
When Josh paused to say, you know, thoughts and prayers to T, that was not, I didn't
this
make
is
me
serious.
Feel great. Yes.
I think Vrabel is not hiding something. I think he's being deferential to the gravity of whatever might be the illness or condition for Terrell Williams. Like, there's reason to be concerned, and for Josh, like you said, to say thoughts and prayers up in advance, like that's heavy.
I had those concerns on Wednesday, listening to Mike Vrabel, the way he talked about Terrell Williams, and now with Josh's comment there, it definitely is sort of heavy. It's not the simple, oh, he called a bad blitz, or he blitzed too much, or they need to stop the run, or they need to do this. Yeah, a little real world here creeping in. That leads us into... it does seem like Mike Vrabel / Zach Core will be manning the defense this week in Miami, going against Tua and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, a banged-up Jalen Waddle, been questionable all week with a shoulder injury and everything you need to stop with that Dolphins offense that wasn't good last week. I believe they went turnover, turnover, punt, turnover in their first four possessions of the game. So if you can do that, that'd be great. Blitz them, get some turnovers, get a lead, play from in front. You know, use that same script that the Colts used. But Zach Core, who I will say the one good thing is that he's prepped for this. This doesn't come out of the thin air. Like, he did this at times during the offseason when Terrell Williams had his initial health scare, was away from the team. So there's a little bit of prior planning ability here.
Yes, if you happen to have heard Milton Williams, a.k.a. now known as the Milkman, because Jones and Keefe and Milton Williams arrived on a nickname for him, so the Milkman.
Or Milt.
Not the Milt Man, it's the Milkman. Sort of like Milt, he said, but his friends call him Bingo. Exactly.
Oh, nice.
So
timely reference. Who gets milk delivered?
All right, let's get in the milk, honey, and then let's make our way down to the picture show this evening with the family.
That's what it feels like. The white hat, the glass bottles, you leave them out front when you're done. Yeah.
And he's at least father to one of your three children. So Milton Williams was saying that actually there's been no disruption of continuity. Everything is because of the fact that Zach Coor did have to call plays during, I think, one of the joint training camp sessions, maybe out in Minnesota. Like, he took over for a while. So Milton Williams said it's like he fully revealed that, like, he was heavily involved this summer as poor Terrell Williams was ill once again. So I'm not going to say it's optimal, but at least there is some continuity and familiarity there, Andy.
And your head coach was a former defensive coordinator, a former defensive player, a guy with a heavy investment on the defense. And it does sound like he's trended a little bit more towards the defense of late. All summer long, he was mostly with the offense. His words were talking about even learning the offense. Now it seems like he's on the defensive side of the ball a little bit more. So I do think he'll be having some input if it is Zach Coor calling the plays and where the game plan is going. The other issue, it's now definitive. You are not going to have Christian Gonzalez for the second straight week. That he wasn't on the practice field today. Adam Schefter, and I heard our buddy Adam Jones trying to read into Schefter's fact-based tweet, just giving the date of when he injured it in training camp, July 28th. And Adam, as he's wont to do, kind of took that in an ominous direction, that's Schefter telling you that they're mad that it's been so long. He's pointing out that date. I was like,
six and a half weeks.
Yeah, but okay, so it is what it is. Has he had a setback? Did you misdiagnose it originally? Whatever it was. To me, if you wanted Schefter to put something out there, it would be, it's been since July 28th for a minor hamstring injury. You would have to add something in there to lead the reader or the fan to believe they are disappointed in the slow recovery time. But the recovery time is irrelevant for right now. You're going into the game without your best defensive player. And yes, text line, 617-779-7937. There was a guy yesterday, I don't know why I waited 24 hours to respond to him, but he was like, you keep saying he's your best defensive player. What do you base that on? And I'm like, stats. Play time, all player. Pro team, stats, ability, draft status. I mean, whatever you want to base it
highest
on.
Highest NFL top 100 for
right,
any
like.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots player that was on the team last season.
You
the eyeball
the metric.
Test.
Yeah, you yeah. picked the metric. All right, the non-metric. Whether you want to go eyeball, analytics, teams, resumes, he's your best defensive player, and you're going against a desperate Dolphins team that has Tyreek Hill, that has Tua, that has Jalen Waddle, that has the ability at its best to put up big plays. That was not on display last week. Did you see they didn't have one person average more than 10 yards per catch? They were all at 10 yards per catch. They were like barely first down catches.
It's almost like the Colts knew everything they were doing, kind of the same way it was like the Raiders knew everything the Pats were going to run. The Colts were zeroed in on all of the pass plays last week.
So what's a bigger loss? What's a bigger loss, Terrell Williams or Gonzalez?
Oh, with all due intended respect to Terrell Williams and our best wishes for his recovery and good health, Christian Gonzalez. I mean, I'd say he covered Tyreek Hill better than anyone the last couple of years. Tyreek Hill first game in was like, whoa, this guy's different. He's been in his Instagram stories more than his own children and 12 different wives. No. That, I hate to say it, like Gonzo being out for a second straight week is a bigger deal. And I don't know where we can bet on this, Andy. It's not something I want to, but he 100% tweaked this a couple weeks ago. He had to have been on target for a week one return. This 100% reeks of re-injury. Nobody has a 6.5 week initial hamstring injury.
Feels like there had to be a re-injury or a setback at some point along the way, because I keep going back to, even if there was a misdiagnosis and report, and Jordan Schultz was one of the first ones, oh, it shouldn't affect him for the regular season. You're wrong, Jordan. It has 2 weeks in already. But we saw him with our own eyes just walking around out there. He had a sleeve on his leg. He was signing autographs. There was no indication of even really a limp. He was just not practicing, and I think we all kind of laughed it off. Six mm-hmm. weeks later, we're not laughing anymore because the 0-1 Patriots are staring down 0-2 in Miami against Tyreek Hill, Tua, and Jalen Waddle. So now it's an issue that we're no longer just going to brush off. It's a big deal. 617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation. How well do you think the Patriots will bounce back in Miami on Sunday? Are they ready for a dangerous, desperate Dolphins team that's having player-only meetings, or are the Dolphins just toast and this is a sacrificial get-right lamb for you in New England?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.